This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today, motorcycles are driving by. Today, we are talking about limiting beliefs and the way they are legitimately what is holding you back from consistency, from achievement, from happiness, from connection. We are going to identify where they might be automatic for you, where you don't even see them because they're such a deeply ingrained part of the way that you think, where they go unnoticed. And then, of course, we are going to make clear the path to editing your beliefs and upgrading your identity. I had a bunch of calls this week. So oftentimes within the 12 weeks to transformation, I'll try to add in bonuses, things that maybe aren't expected, always thinking about ways that I can exceed expectations. And so in the last week, I opened up some slots for one-on-one phone calls with me, which isn't a part of the 12 weeks to transformation. But again, I always want to try to over-deliver. It's very important to me in business. So I had, I don't know, in the last 3 days or so, I've probably talked to 12 or 15 folks in the 12 weeks to transformation. And one of the things that became super clear was that so many people don't even realize their limiting beliefs. They've had them for so long. They've accepted them as fact. They're just part of the landscape of their minds. They're a huge barrier, but they're so familiar, they don't stand out. That is a huge part of the problem. That is truly the essence of our work. No matter what your goal is, whether your goal is fat loss or it's something financial related or it's relationship related, like with fat loss, food is rarely the primary problem. More often than not, it's limiting beliefs about yourself related to food, but it's not the food that's the problem. Same thing with money. It's rarely the money itself that is the problem, but rather limiting beliefs about yourself related to money. So we are going there. And if you think that the idea of limiting beliefs, that the way you think could really be a barrier, if you doubt that, if you think that it's just woo-woo hippy-dippy stuff, listen all the way through. Because I feel confident that by the end of this episode, you're going to feel quite differently. What matters more to me than that is that by the end of this episode, you'll be thinking and acting differently. And I want that for you. And I know you want that for you as well. Before we get into the limiting belief stuff, which is totally my jam, I love talking about it. It's so important. It comes up every day, multiple times a day in my work with clients and, quite frankly, in my work with myself, big time, where I can improve my own thoughts, where there are limiting beliefs that maybe have been such a part of the landscape of my mind I didn't even realize them. Huge part of my work with myself. Before we get into that, though, I wanted to address something that came up in the new Primal Potential Facebook group. Today's episode is sponsored, and it is sponsored by Fabletics, but I'm going to take it in a little different direction because two things came up in the new Primal Potential Facebook community that just opened up a couple weeks ago. I'll link to that in the show notes, primalpotential.com/571. It's been great to see the conversation happening there and the growth happening there as people connect and share and challenge themselves and hold themselves to a new level of accountability. But somebody posted in the Facebook group, and I was super happy to see it. They just said, hey, I got my first order from Fabletics. Love my new leggings. And one person commented, hey, I've been looking at them. There are so many different leggings. Which ones do you love? Happy to share my two cents there. But the other thing that came up was, I've been really wanting to do it, but I hate the idea of being charged every month, like a membership site. And that's actually not how Fabletics works. So in the spirit of this episode being brought to you by Fabletics, I wanted to address those two things. First, this misconception that you are automatically charged every month. That's actually not true. So if you have been holding back on checking them out because you thought you'd be charged every month like a membership site, let me clear it up. This is how it works. On the first of every single month, you get an email that includes curated picks for you based on preferences that you establish when you register. So if you go today, fabletics.com/primalpotential, and you set up your preferences, I like long pants, like full length leggings, or I want shirts with sleeves, whatever your preferences are. On the first of every month, they're going to send you a collection of items that meets your preferences in an email. You don't get a box in the mail or anything like that. When you open that email, you have the opportunity to shop from those selections or skip. And you have 5 full days to decide if you want to shop from that collection or you want to skip. If you don't do anything at all, then basically they're going to charge your account on file and it's in there as a credit. So it's not like you pay X amount per month to be a member. That's not how it works at all. You won't get charged anything if you open that email on the first or the second or the third or the fourth, anywhere up to the fifth, and you say, skip, I don't want to buy this month. You don't get charged. If you buy, you're good. If you don't do anything because you don't open the email or you're indecisive or you forgot, then you will get charged, but it's not like poof goes into their coffers as a membership fee. It's just a credit. So if you logged in on the 6th and you were like, oh, I forgot. Well, that money is sitting there as a credit on your account and it doesn't expire. So you could use it 3 months later, but you don't have to get charged ever if you just skip. So I just wanted to clear that up. I think that's really important. And it's a different kind of business model. I haven't seen that from other companies. I'm sure it exists, but I'm not much of a shopper. So I wanted to put that out there. And then as for what leggings, because they have a huge variety. Color-wise, I'm really simple. They have a lot of wild prints. I like solids. That's just a little bit more my speed. I have a few prints, but I have like they have like a pink and green and gray camo that I have. But generally, my favorite is solid. Solid black. And then they have a, what is the blue called? They have a blue called Seaport. That is my favorite color. It's not like a bright electric blue, but it's also not a navy blue. And I just think that it's really flattering for my skin tone. And it's just a fun color, but it's not too vibrant or out there. And I've also done a blog. I've written a blog on my favorite Fabletics items that I'm going to link to in the show notes. So you can find that at primalpotential.com/571. The thing about Fabletics, the reason that I've been a customer since 2014 and they've been a sponsor for the last few months is because it's so much more affordable. Not only is it really cute stuff, but it's really good quality stuff. I've found that if I go to like a big box store to get workout stuff because I want to save a little bit of money, it's not worth it because this stuff doesn't hold up over time. And with workout clothes, you're moving so much, whether you're squatting or you're running. So they've got to be quality. I have learned the hard way through a lot of wasted money that paying for quality in workout gear really matters, because if you don't, then you're going to have seams ripping and you're going to have things wearing through or it's going to chafe, whatever else. So the quality matters. But I also didn't want to spend $80, $90, $120 on a pair of leggings, which is not unusual with a lot of the major athletic wear retailers. But Fabletics makes it way more affordable, plus it's quality, and it's really cute. This is the stuff I wear to lounge around the house. Not just lounge around the house. This is the stuff I wear pretty much all day, every day. If you see me in jeans, it's a little bit of a rarity. I'm usually in leggings, sports bra, workout top, sweatshirt, kind of my speed. Anyway, definitely check them out. You can go to Fabletics.com/primalpotential, and you'll get some additional savings that way. They've got a really great deal where you can get two pairs of leggings for $24. So no better time to take advantage of that. Give them a try without paying full price. That's an absolute steal. And their leggings last. They absolutely last, and as well as their bras and their shirts and things like that. But the deal is for leggings. Give them a shot. Fabletics.com/primalpotential. And over in the show notes for today's episode, I will link to that blog where I outlined some of my favorites. So that includes some tops. It includes some sports bras, as well as the leggings that I really love. But you get to set your own preferences, right? If you're like, no way on full-length leggings. I want crops. Cool. You get to set that preference, whatever makes you happy. Onward. Limiting beliefs. Let's go there. I want us all to be on the same page as we start. So my ask of you is that you listen with an open mind without the need to defend yourself. When we listen to something with a perspective or through a filter of defensiveness, we limit our ability to grow. So if you're sitting there going, well, no, that's not me, or you don't understand, I just can't, that is a self-protection mechanism that makes a lot of sense, but it does limit your ability to grow. So know that, hey, it's just you. I can't hear your defensiveness, so it's not like you need to protect yourself from my judgment. I'm not judging you anyway. But as you listen, within your own mind, be open. Within your own mind, stop protecting your ego. Because when we can set down those defenses, our desire to protect our choices and defend our progress or lack thereof, we really do limit our ability to grow. So listen with an open mind from the perspective of, what can I learn from this? Where is there room for improvement? What am I willing to try or do differently? Let's kick off with a quote. This comes from Pam Grout. I'll put it in the show notes as well. Your body is a barometer of your belief system. Your body is a barometer of your belief system. Your body reflects your beliefs. Your finances reflect your beliefs. Your relationships reflect your beliefs. When I was somewhere up over 350 pounds, my belief system was, my metabolism is jacked up. It always has been. I'm an emotional eater. I'm inconsistent. I'm hungry all the time. I just don't stay satisfied for very long. My belief system was, I've always been big. I've been big since the day I was born. And my body was a reflection of my belief system. Yours is too. There is no doubt in my mind that one of the primary reasons so many people are inconsistent, if not the primary reason people are inconsistent, is that they continue to try to change their behaviors without changing their beliefs. I'm going to say that again because it really matters. Resist the distractions that are happening around you because this could be the thing that changes the game for you. I am sure that one of the primary reasons, if not the primary reason, people struggle to change and people remain inconsistent is that they continue trying to change their behaviors without doing the work to change their beliefs. If you're trying to change the behavior with alcohol, like I need to drink less, I want to drink less, I don't want to have a glass of wine every evening after work or whatever it is, but you have a fundamental belief that you are somebody who drinks when you're stressed or drinking is how you unwind, well, hello. For as long as that is your belief system, that is going to be your most reliable pattern of behavior. Your choices, your habits, your body are all a reflection of your belief. Your finances, your relationships, your level of happiness, it is all a reflection of your beliefs. a couple of months ago, I aired an episode. I'll link to it in the show notes, but it was something along the lines of, you know, don't let chaos turn into crisis. And it was a great example of how I have edited my beliefs, how I have practically changed my own belief system and overcome limiting beliefs. Because I used to have these beliefs that I'm a stress eater, that when I'm overwhelmed or when I have a lot on my plate, I just, I don't even care. I check out. I just eat whatever because I just can't. I believed that if I didn't have bandwidth, emotional or time bandwidth, that every self-care related thing just went out the window. And my life, my body reflected that. My choices, my habits, my patterns were a reflection of that belief system. But in that episode, how to make sure chaos doesn't turn into crisis or something like that, it was the time, it was in January 2019, when I had just closed on the new property. I was moving out of the tiny house into the new property, launching Chasing Cupcakes, moving in with my boyfriend, all in the same day, like truly the actual same day, along with a bunch of other things in that week and way more things in that month. And I decided my belief system that I have edited, that I have cultivated, that I have rehearsed and repeated on loop, is that when life is crazy or when I'm feeling crazy or both, that's when it matters most that I make good choices. If it ever matters, it matters then. It matters when life is full, when my schedule is bonkers, when I'm stressed, when I'm overwhelmed. That is when self-care goes to the top of the list, not to the bottom of the list. And my choices reflect that belief system. It doesn't happen the other way around. Your choices don't drive your beliefs. Your beliefs drive your choices. And this is the essence of the work that I do with my clients. A few months ago, gosh, maybe even more than that now, time flies, I was reading Atomic Habits with the Masters Club. I had read it before. I always read the book first before I suggest it to the Masters Club, but I love rereading it after that initial read and having conversations about it within that group. One of the things in Atomic Habits that really struck me, that I wrote down and have continued to write and continued to remind myself basically every day, is that we need to edit our beliefs and we need to upgrade our identity. And we talked about this a lot in the episode of the podcast where my friend Jen and I talked about identity journaling. I'll link to that episode as well. That was why I created the brand new identity journal for the spring 12 weeks to transformation, because translating this notion that we need to edit our beliefs, we need to upgrade our identity, translating it from a concept, an idea, into a practice is really most helpful with a tool, right? And I've been using it. I got the first one in the mail 4 days ago, and I have been obsessed with it since it came in the mail. I can't wait. I just ordered 300 copies for the 12 weeks of transformation, but this is the tool, right? This is how we do this. At the root of this is a question. In what ways are your current beliefs blocking your ability to change? In what ways are your current beliefs about yourself, about your body, about your health, about your patterns, your habits, your finances, your relationship, in what ways are they blocking your ability to change? When you say, I can't lose this belly fat, you are refusing to let your body change. Those beliefs are the limitation and you've placed it on yourself. If you haven't read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, you need to. Not only is it going to help convince you of the reality of this, the reality of the way that limiting beliefs really hold us back, and the way that changing your beliefs, editing your beliefs, upgrading your identity can change your whole freaking life, it's going to convince you of that. It shares this fundamental truth that your life is a reflection of the dominating thoughts you hold in your mind that you encourage with sympathy. when I was 350 plus pounds, the dominating thoughts was, oh my God, I'm so fat. What is wrong with me? And I encouraged them with sympathy. This sucks. It's so hard. I just can't. And my life was a reflection of those dominating thoughts I held in my mind and encouraged with sympathy. One of the things that I love doing is recording the daily audio messages for the 12 weeks to transformation. I've been doing a message a day, every day for well over a year. It was one of the additions to the 12 weeks to transformation. It didn't start out including these audio messages. But what I realized is that in addition to the weekly challenges and the live Q&As, I needed a way to tap people every single day. Like, hey, here we are. This is the thing that we're doing. I know that it's Wednesday and you're in the full swing of your week. Or, you know, I know that it's Thursday evening and you're just pushing through to Saturday. But like, come back here. I needed a way to help people re-engage every single day. And these short coaching messages are part of how I do it. So I've been doing it every single day for at least 13 or 14 months, if not longer. It might be longer than that. And one of the ones I shared the other day was about the origin of the word abracadabra. Abracadabra, you probably heard magicians, you know, wave their little magic wand over the top hat. Abracadabra. And we think of that as like, poof, magic. This meaningless word that just means like, voila, here I go, watch my trick. But abracadabra actually means something. It comes from an Aramaic phrase that means, I create what I speak. Abracadabra. I create what I speak. Another translation of that is, it will be created in my words. This is real. This is not hippy-dippy woo-woo stuff. This is real. I create what I speak. And this is true for all of us. So if you have these dominating thoughts in your mind that you encourage with sympathy about, I just can't, I'm so inconsistent, what is wrong with me? I'm a stress eater, I have no self-control, I start out really strong, but then in the afternoon or the evening, I blow it. Your life is a reflection of those limiting beliefs, and it is time for you to edit your beliefs and to upgrade your identity, because your life is a reflection of your beliefs. Your body is a barometer of what you believe to be true. Your state of mind either creates success and creates new opportunities, or it instructs you to repeat past patterns and remain where you are. Your state of mind, it either creates success, seeks new opportunities, believes in your potential, or it instructs you to repeat past patterns and remain where you are. One of the things that was so telling, and it's not new because this happens almost every time, it said that I opened up some opportunities for one-on-one calls within the 12 weeks to transformation in the last few days. And I almost always start out those calls by saying, all right, tell me what is good, what's going well. I say, you know, we'll get to where you're struggling or what needs improvement, but we can both learn a lot from what is going well, what you feel good about, what you feel proud of, the positive changes that you've created. Let's start there, and then I'll let you know when it's time to go into the alternate side of things. But let's begin with what's going well. And with only one exception, the problem entered the conversation in less than 20 seconds, with only one exception. And it was usually way less. It was usually within 4 to 7 seconds. What I mean by that is the conversation would go, well, you know, I feel pretty good about this, but problem, but limitation, but negative belief. I feel pretty good about my journaling, or I feel pretty good about my evening improvements, or my mindset's been like a lot better, but problem, but past pattern. And I pointed out, You realize that I said, let's not go to the problem yet. Like, and you were there in the past pattern within 4 seconds, within 7 seconds, within 11 seconds. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that. And then more often than not, I would say, okay, let's try again. Tell me what's going well, what you feel good about. And they would do it again. And it wasn't that they didn't have more than 4 seconds of good stuff to talk about. It's that they are so unaware of their attachment to the problem, their attachment to the limiting belief, the attachment to the past pattern, that they're going there automatically and they don't even recognize it as they do it, which is exactly why we work so hard and so long on these limiting beliefs in the 12 weeks to transformation, because when we change our mind, everything else gets easier. Everything else gets easier. Your state of mind either creates success and new opportunities and seeks progress, or it instructs you to repeat past patterns and remain where you are. Your state of mind, not your choices. Because you can change your choices, but if your belief system remains the same, hello, what are you going back to? Success comes to those who are success conscious, whose minds are locked in on success and opportunity and potential, and not past patterns, failures, limitations, fears. Most of my clients, when they come into the 12 weeks to transformation, they are so failure conscious, hyper aware and entirely locked in on what doesn't work, what hasn't worked, what they don't want, the patterns that they have in the past, what they're afraid of, what they're nervous about. And overcoming these limiting beliefs requires that we switch from being failure conscious to success conscious. Constantly. Constantly. And that is not easy work. It takes time. It takes consistency. It takes repetition on repetition on repetition on repetition. But let me tell you what, it will change your entire life. I don't say that lightly. It will change your entire life. When you give your energy, your attention, your focus, your emotion to what you do want, instead of continuing to circle around what you don't want, you begin to see more of the path towards what you do want and less of the path towards what you don't want. Our brains truly become magnetized to the dominating thoughts we hold in our mind. And your brain is going to look for ways to support what you believe. It's a lot like when you have a strong political opinion, like it's a belief you hold in your mind. Your subconscious mind, as it sifts through millions of pieces of information, data, input that we're exposed to constantly through other people's words, the internet, the television, our own thoughts, when you have a strong belief, you are drawn to the things that support that belief, and your mind, out of a need for efficiency, is going to skim right over, right past everything that doesn't support that. So if you have this strong political belief and you're watching the news, you are going to lock in on the stories, the opinions that support what you believe. The same thing is true. Let's say you have an argument with your spouse, or maybe you decide that your spouse is selfish. Your mind is going to sift through, out of a need for efficiency, all of the data points in your interaction with your spouse, your thoughts about your spouse, things that happen, things that are said, things that are done, and it is going to lock in on the things that support your opinion. So there could be 5,000 things that happen or thoughts you think that support the idea that your spouse is in fact not selfish, but because you hold that belief in your mind, your brain is going to become hyper aware of all the data points that support that belief. And that happens in your life too. If you believe that you are an emotional eater, your brain is scanning through your environment to find things that support that. Ooh, heightened emotion. You should eat now. You're an emotional eater. Here we go. That is one of the many reasons that editing your beliefs and upgrading your identity is such a critical process, right? If you fundamentally believe that you are an emotional eater, your brain is going to scan your environment to find ways to provide evidence for that, to prove you right. It is going to lock in on any opportunity to prove that belief as true. We have so much input through thousands of thoughts, if not way more than that, and things we hear and things we see. There's so much stimulus into the brain that it sifts through everything and gives greater weight, greater priority, greater awareness to the things that support your beliefs. That's why we have to begin to expand our perspective so that we stop skipping over all the other things that could prove something else to be true. When we are in the 12 weeks to transformation, we have multiple weeks focused on exactly this. What do you believe? What do you want to believe? What do you do if the thing you want to believe seems impossible? You don't believe it. Where do we go from there? How can we start? How do we take those steps so that you're not submitting things you don't believe to your mind, but you are also not just settling for the things you believe to be true that aren't what you want? With your beliefs, the beliefs that you hold to be true about yourself, about your relationships, about your finances, are you allowing yourself room to grow, to change, to improve, or are you keeping yourself trapped by the limits you're submitting to, the limits you believe in? Stop shrinking yourself down to fit into places you want to outgrow. What are the beliefs that you are clinging to? What are the limitations you are arguing for? One of the other coaching messages that I shared within the last week or so was thinking of your thoughts as different channels on the television. So there's ABC, there's NBC, there's CBS, there's CNN, there's Fox, Disney, blah, blah, blah. Your thoughts are the same way, right? There's the I can't lose weight channel. There's the I can lose weight channel. There's the I'm gross channel. There's the I'm smart channel. Stay on the channel you want. You are the thinker. You are not your thoughts. You do not have to submit to, stay with, encourage with sympathy, foster with your attention thoughts you don't want. Thoughts you don't want to manifest in your life. Thoughts you do not want to become rooted as beliefs. You can change the channel, just like you can pick up the remote and switch from ABC to CBS. You can redirect your attention from I'm so gross to I am in control. I can create change. Transformation is now. Stay on the channel you want. Are you standing by your limiting beliefs while you long for your desire? Not good enough. Or do you foster the thing you want in your thoughts? Do you redirect all of your attention away from those limiting beliefs the second that you become aware of them and switch to the channel you want? The other day, I asked folks who are on the wait list for the spring 12 weeks to transformation, I asked them what they want. Who do you want to be? I want to be the kind of person who ... And I want to share with you some of the responses. There are hundreds of responses, but I want to share them with you from the perspective of how do we start to do this work with the changing our beliefs. Someone said, I want to be a person who is turned outward, meaning I don't want to be hung up on my weight or my appearance and what people think of me if I'm good enough. I want my mindset to be greater than that. Okay, so you don't want to be focused on your weight. You don't want to be limited by what you think other people think of you. You don't want to question if you're good enough. So what are the beliefs that you presently hold in your mind that are holding up, that are supporting the way you don't want to be? We need to identify them so that when they come into our stream of consciousness, we can go, nope, not today, next, change the channel. Then, from there, we want to identify what are the beliefs that support what you do want. If you were the kind of person you want to be, what would you believe about yourself? What would you believe about your body? What would you believe about your choices or your finances or your relationship? What do you have to believe to be true about yourself in order to be the person you want to be? Somebody else said, I want to be the kind of person who does not seek comfort from food. So what beliefs do you currently have about yourself that run counter to the way you want to be? What are the beliefs that you hold presently that support, that hold up this limiting belief that I turn to food for comfort, right? We want to define those things, write them down so that we recognize them when they pop into our stream of consciousness and we can say, nope, not today, next. And then if you know, I don't want to be the kind of person who seeks comfort in food, well, then what do you want? What do you want to believe about yourself in order to be the kind of person you want to be? Define that, write it out. I did this very recently in editing my beliefs about money. And I think I've talked about this before, how I think in large part because my mom is a saver and we just had a mindset of like saving, and you know, sometimes there wasn't enough money just because of the way my mom chose to take her salary over 9 months instead of over 12 months. So there was like 3 months of the year where it was like, well, let's wait until the paycheck kicks back in. I have needed to edit my beliefs about money to reflect more abundance than scarcity. So I asked myself what beliefs I want to have, and I wrote them down on an index card as well as on the notes app of my phone, and I say them out loud at least 6 times a day, and then anytime I notice fear-based thoughts, I redirect. I'm like, I'm not staying on that channel. I am not claiming that as a limitation for my life. I am not reinforcing that belief with my emotion, with my attention, with my energy. I'm shifting to these other thoughts. And instead of leaving it to my imagination to invent something on the spot, I took the time, like 3 minutes, to write down the beliefs I want to have about money. And eventually they will be straight up memorized and locked in my mind. But for now, I'm just returning to them. I do it when I journal in the morning. If I journal throughout the day, I'll do it then as well. And anytime these limiting beliefs come into my mind, I redirect them. Somebody else said, I want to be a person who keeps her word to herself. All right. So what are the beliefs you hold about yourself that run counter to that? And what are the beliefs that support what you want? What do you have to believe to be true about yourself in order to be that person? I want to share with you guys an email that I got from one of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, and I want to use it as kind of an example of how we go about identifying these limiting beliefs and overcoming them. Part of the email says, I've always dwelled on problems that I've had in the past, like punishing myself for eating a bad meal and then stressing myself out to the point of eating 10 bad meals to make me feel better. I'm not going to think about these past 2 weeks, though. I'm going to consistently practice not letting my mind wander to the past decisions, and I'm going to consistently practice making choices that make me feel good, not guilty. I've already started by making sure I packed my lunch for work so that I don't go grab that slice of pizza instead. I'm feeling hopeful already, and I think it's because I told the truth about my struggle and didn't try to hide it and feel ashamed. Thank you for teaching me that. I love so much about this. I love that this individual shifted from this is the past pattern to this is the pattern I want. However, we've got to be mindful of where we are reinforcing the past pattern without even recognizing it. So in the beginning of the email where this person writes, I've always dwelled on the problems of the past, like punishing myself for eating a bad meal and then stressing myself out to the point of eating 10 bad meals. When we say things like, I always, that is an instruction. That is a limiting belief. So I feel really confident that this individual could very easily communicate the same message of progress without the limiting beliefs. Something along the lines of, I've packed my lunch because I want to make good choices and I need to be more strategic in supporting my ability to do that. Without incorporating, I always beat myself up. I'm doing this so that I don't go grab a slice of pizza. Because when we rehearse those limiting beliefs, we're like planting a seed in our subconscious, right? Once we have an awareness, because I said earlier, we do need to recognize the limiting beliefs, but once we do, it is only so that we can move away from them quicker. Reintroducing them into the context of the story, I always do this, I used to, all, you know, we're planting that seed. And I think there's a real opportunity to just blank slate ourselves. Today, this is what I'm doing without constantly dragging in the past pattern and planting that seed. Somebody in the, I mentioned the Primal Potential Facebook community that I opened up, and somebody just the other day posted a picture of a cat. And they said, have you ever seen a cat sit and prepare forever until he's ready to pounce? Well, that cat is me. I've been sitting and preparing to act for years. No, man, that cat's not you. What is the action you're going to take? There's no need to rehearse the story of the problem, to plant that seed. That's me. Here I am, sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and that's what I do. Even if you're saying, today I'm going to be different, you can do that without dragging in the past. We have this need to add context. And in doing so, we don't realize that we're reinforcing these negative beliefs. You're not the freaking cat. You're human. You're not a cat. And if you don't want to continue to be the person who sits and waits and sits and waits and sits and waits, then don't tell that story. Don't liken yourself to that. You can edit your beliefs. You can upgrade your identity. And look, if you're thinking, I need to do this, but you're not super clear on the how, the path, based on the questions that I've posed here for you to work on, if you feel like you need help with that, then get help. Let's do it together. This is one of those things that makes a massive difference. This strategy, overcoming your limiting beliefs, letting go of this notion that if we just have to focus on changing our choices, changing our choices, changing our choices. I'm telling you, that's why people are inconsistent. That's why you struggled for years. Your life is a reflection of your beliefs. And this is the difference maker that can help you crush your health goals, your financial goals, your personal goals, your career goals, all of the above. It can dramatically improve your relationships. Your life is a reflection of your beliefs. Stop focusing on the behavior change side of things because it's going to be fleeting until you change your beliefs. And when you change your beliefs, the behavior stuff begins to sort itself out. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, puts things in our path to say, hey, you need this and here's a tool to help. And I believe in my core, in my soul. Oh my gosh, I wish that I could just like, I wish there was a way to express this with the passion that I feel. I know for sure that the identity journal, that the process of the 12 weeks to transformation, that all of the elements within it, it's not just the weekly challenges, right? It's not just the identity journal. It's not just the live Q&As, and it's not just the coaching messages. It's so much more than that. And I know, I believe in my core that this can be the thing that sets you free. Maybe it's been put in your path because this is the freaking time for you. You know? And I know that so many of you are hesitant, and it's because of your limiting beliefs. Oh, I just can't. I've tried so many things. I don't really have time. I don't want to waste my money. I've spent so much money on these kinds of things and I haven't done the work. Those are the limiting beliefs we're talking about. This is why it's so important. But I think that what might be most helpful, instead of me just telling you what I think about it, I want to share with you the thoughts of one of the people in the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I talked to her just the other day, and not for the sake of a podcast, but it was just so, I just wanted you to hear it so much. I took out the personally identifying information and I made a little 2-minute clip and I sent it to her and I said, how do you feel about me sharing this? And she said, 1,000% yes. So I want to play for you the thoughts from somebody who's currently in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, because maybe this is the thing that you need to hear to take that next step.
I mean, I never weighed 350 pounds, but the internal struggle that I had was the same. Like that whole, oh my God, I'm not going to drink wine tonight. Oh my God, I drank 2 glasses of wine. God damn it. Okay. Tomorrow I'm not going to drink wine. You know, I mean, that whole like self-loathing cycle was there, and it was so awful. And so that is gone. And that was gone in the first 12 weeks. The podcast, like I listened to the podcast for a long time. So I guess I didn't start the 12 weeks till fall. Mm-hmm. And there's so much content and it's fantastic. Like I've probably listened to every episode. I get super excited when I find one that I haven't listened to. Ooh, yay. And, you know, it's from 2015 and right. You're so cute when you're then. But it takes it to the next level. Like it, instead of being in theory and sort of, okay, I'll practice, and it hones in like a laser. So on to me. So it was, now it's time to work on me. And this 12 weeks to transformation lasers that down. And now it helps me focus on my journey and my goals. And it's just, does that make sense?
So yeah, it really does. More general.
Right. More general and more sort of theory. And now it's time to work on me. And there's no transformation until you do that. Like it's not about like all this theory and eat carbs at night, like bleh, whatever, you know, it's all about your internal focus and your goals and your processes and listening to your body and your mind.
Yeah.
So until you start doing that, and your tools in the 12 weeks to transformation help you do that, and you get to lose some weight.
Yeah, side benefit. Yeah, for
like
sure.
It's such a byproduct of, you know, pulling your whole life back together. So
it was
phenomenal. And I stopped going to my counselor and just did this. And I'm telling you, it was far more valuable. So it wasn't even a consideration, the financial piece, because it was so valuable. So, and it's crazy that you can have, you know, I don't know how many you have in the group, but 100 people, and you can still be so dedicated.
All right. I love that. It makes me emotional every single time I hear it. And one of the things she said to me was, if I ever have days where I'm frustrated or I'm tired or I don't want to return another email, she said, know that your work is saving families. And I believe that. I know that. And I want to help you. Whatever your limiting beliefs are, I want to help you overcome them. I'm going to put some links in the show notes. First, to the waitlist for the spring 12 weeks to transformation. The waitlist registration is going to open up on March 21st or 22nd for our spring kickoff, which is April 7th. So I'll put those links over on the show notes, primalpotential.com/571, or you can just go to primalpotential.com/transform. You can learn more about the 12 weeks to transformation there. You can get on the wait list there, and I'll link to that in the show notes. Primalpotential.com/571 is the link for the show notes for today. I also want to invite you to a live seminar that I'm going to be holding Wednesday, March 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, totally free, online, doesn't matter where in the world you are. I'm going to be talking a lot about how the 12 weeks to transformation works, about some of the big, huge changes being made to it for this spring session, as well as answering any and all of your questions. I will be sending, I'll be putting all the questions together and making sure that I answer them. And if that doesn't work for you, that Wednesday, March 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, register anyway, because I will be sending out the replay to everybody who's on the wait list. So on the wait list for the 12 weeks transformation, that is. So definitely head over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/571 if you have questions about it. That's going to be really, really important. And I want to wrap up with one of your wins. I love sharing your wins, so please send them to me. You can send them to, actually, just go to primalpotential.com/inbox. That is where questions are going now, instead of coming to my inbox, unless, of course, you're in the 12 weeks of transformation or in the Master's Club. You can continue to email me, but for everybody else, we're just triaging it for that third podcast episode that now airs on Saturday with your questions. So if you have wins, if you have questions, go to primalpotential.com/inbox and share them there. I will see them. It's not that I'm not seeing these things. I'm just addressing them differently on a Saturday episode of the podcast. So the win I want to share with you this week, it says, "This week, I've truly embraced impeccable self-care one day at a time. I've been battling a cold and finally made headway in using that not as an excuse to relax my standards, but instead to take even better care of myself to increase my body's ability to fight it. This practice then carried over into a hangover today. I went on a date that was part of a pub crawl, but got to bed early and continued with my self-care, yoga, circuit training, meditation, clean eating, even upon waking up hungover and with cold symptoms. This brought me so much joy. It made it clear that I am greater than my past patterns. I truly believe this is the first week that I could award my effort and my practice a 10 out of 10. I love that so much. And I love seeing all of your wins. So definitely keep them coming. Primalpotential.com/inbox to share your wins. And please go to primalpotential.com/571, where you can learn more about the 12 weeks to transformation. You can get on the wait list and you can register for that seminar Wednesday, March 20th, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you're on the wait list, even if you can't be there live, so that you get the replay. Let's edit our beliefs. Let's upgrade our identity and let me know how I can help. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.